morning. You are tuned in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. My name is Dr. Natalie Haley, board certified doctor of chiropractic, clinical thermography technician, and certified, physician certified by the American Academy of Thermology for interpretation. The Take Two Healthcare Clinic is located at 5777 Far Hills Avenue. You can reach us online at take2healthcare.com. That's with the number 2. And you can reach us at the office at 937-433-3241. We are located in the Dayton area, but the niche of our practice is laboratory testing, advanced science-backed laboratory testing. And what we do with that information is we put all of our patients on a protocol for them, a specific protocol tailored to them based on their testing results. And when I say laboratory testing, I'm just talking about blood testing. I'm talking about hair testing, urine, stool, and that's pretty much it. So in the blood, you can test a lot of things. And today we're going to go over a newer advanced test that may be incorporated with your cholesterol panels. And in fact, the 2026 Multi-Society Dyslipidemia Guidelines have acknowledged that this specific test may better reflect cardiovascular risk than LDL and non-HDL cholesterol. So you're going to have to stay tuned to the show to listen to what that test is, because it would be very good to incorporate in your annual physicals, or if you're on a statin or cholesterol-lowering medication. This type of test is more specific and a better indicator of predicting cardiovascular disease and stroke. And I'm going to go over a few others as well. But I do want to start the show off by reminding everybody that May is Women's Health Month, and we are done with our first week of May. We offer 10% off breast screening thermography services at Take Two Healthcare, and we'll do it this entire month. It was a busy week. We did over 20 screenings, which is a lot in 1 week. So I'm really happy that these women are getting out there. Some of them haven't been tested. I think the latest one I saw was 2019. So 7 years later, but that's okay, because I had baselines to work with. So please, if you've never had a breast thermogram, it is an FDA-approved tool used to identify cancerous activity in the breast. And what I look for when I'm interpreting these images is I'm looking for blood supply. I'm looking for areas of heat. I'm looking for differences between the breasts in regards to vascular patterns, temperatures of these blood vessels, nipple temperature differences. I take the temperature of the axillary region where your lymph nodes are under the armpit, and the breasts are compared against each other. So the right's compared to the left, left's compared to the right, and you are given an overall breast risk assessment score. And that scoring system goes from 1 to 5. 5 is the most severe, 1 is the least severe. I will tell you, rarely do I see ones or twos. I see mainly threes and fours. A lot of women and men are exposed to different type of chemicals in their surrounding environment. A lot of them are metabolically unhealthy due to liver dysfunction, thyroid dysfunction, poor diet, smoking, drinking. There's a lot of things that can affect a breast thermogram. It is a physiological score and exam versus what a mammogram is. A mammogram is an anatomical test. So what that means is a mammogram uses an x-ray to read inside to look for a tumor. But the problem with that is if you have dense breast tissue, it can camouflage a potential tumor. And so that's why women who have dense breasts get called back to do additional screenings, either a 3D mammogram if they haven't had one, or an ultrasound, maybe even MRI, depending on the family history, insurances, and whatnot. So thermography, when used in conjunction with mammography, self-examination, and laboratory testing, the rates of detecting breast cancer are far and beyond 90%. So your rates of detecting breast cancer are higher when you use all the modalities that you have available. And the best thing about thermography is that it's non-invasive. There's no radiation, no compression, safe for women with implants, safe for women who are pregnant. So if you've never had a thermogram done, I highly recommend to get one. You can start at any age, but I recommend to at least start in the 30s so you get a baseline. We love baselines at the clinic. Baselines can be anything from a blood test to a thermogram to a mammogram to an x-ray. So when you get these tests initially done, you get a baseline study. Therefore, you have a comparative to when you get future studies done. And speaking of comparisons, I'm going to move on to a case study that I want to share with you guys, kind of keep this light and fun and exciting. This is a really cool case study. But just to retract a little bit, 10% off breast thermography screenings during the month of May. They will fill up. I believe going into we have openings in the third and fourth week, but they will fill up. Call us to get scheduled, 937-433-3241, and we'll get you on the books. Okay, so we're going to do a case study, and then we're going to go into talking about cholesterol and different types of tests you can do besides just a regular cholesterol panel. And then I'm also going to be going over one of the newer supplements that I've been recommending for all my patients. I went over this last week, so don't spill the surprise if you know about it, but it's now on my top five list of supplements that I recommend, and this supplement will also tie into the cholesterol lowering information that I'll give you as well. So the case study that I want to start with is a 23-year-old male with Down syndrome, and he likes to walk to the gas station that's near his house. And you all know when you go into a gas station, there's not the best of dietary options, if you will. He loves soda, loves pop, whatever you want to call it, soda or pop. Depends on where you're from, right? His favorite's Mountain Dew. And that's the worst for you. They're all bad, but Mountain Dew's really bad. So he likes to walk to this gas station, get his soda, his bag of chips, ice cream, you know, what he likes. He goes there, he pays for it by himself, and it gives him an outing, right? He talks with the clerk, and it's very fun for him, and I understand that. But he came to me just for a baseline study. His mother brought him. And this was last year, so this was back in May, and he just got his annual testing done this year. So back in May, he was diabetic with a A1C value at 7.4. As a reminder, that needs to be under 6.4, so he was 1 point high. So he was diabetic. His total cholesterol was 252, with the VLDL, which is the very bad cholesterol, being as high as 57. He also had stored iron levels. His ferritin was 400. That's above the cutoff. He had low testosterone and very high estrogen. All of his cancer markers looked good. Liver enzymes were, one was a little high, but I'll get to that. Kidneys were healthy. Thyroid was good. So we talked about diet, and we talked about some things that he needs to cut down on. And he just got his testing redone today, this past week, and I'm so excited to share with him. He is no longer diabetic. He has been doing this program for over a year. His A1C went from 7.4 to 5.5. That's a tremendous, significant improvement. His total cholesterol went down, but most importantly, his VLDL, which is the very bad cholesterol, dropped from 57 to 42. And his LDL went from 165 to 157. So that was an improvement. His stored iron levels went down and are now healthy. And his testosterone improved. His total testosterone went from 71 to 119. And his free testosterone went from 11 to 19. His estrogen's still high, so we're still dealing with that. But I can't wait to go over this with the patient again. He has special needs, and so he's really fun to talk to. And he knew, though, that he had to make some changes, and he understood it. Obviously, he made significant changes. In 1 year, at 23 years old, he reversed diabetes, is lowering his cholesterol, improved his testosterone, his vitamin D is optimal. I mean, there was one other one. Oh, we did an advanced coronary panel marker on him. that came back pretty high. It came back over 600, needs to be under 400. It's called MPO, myeloperoxidase. It's basically an enzyme that's too high when you're consuming too much dairy. And his number dropped from 661 to 483. And more, well, another important part of his case, I shouldn't say more importantly, because a pro-inflammatory diet is not good for anybody. But brain health-wise, very bad. But speaking of brain health-wise, we did his hair testing. And back in last year, his arsenic level, cadmium, uranium, and nickel were all very high. Now all completely optimal. So while he's been improving his diet and everything, we've also been detoxing a little bit with a supplement we use a lot in the office called chlorella. It's kind of in the same family as like spirulina, cilantro, parsley. Does a good job at pulling out toxins. And when or if these toxins build up in the body, all right, we test for 17 toxins when we do this test. We test for aluminum, lead, mercury, arsenic. When they build up, they can lead to neurodegenerative diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia. Now, whether or not these type of toxins have been in his system the whole time, I don't know that. But I can sure tell you that they didn't help him. So I can't wait to go over that with him. Just always like to share a case study or two with you guys, just to give you an idea of the type of things we see in the office. We're not a specialized clinic that just works on diabetes, cholesterol. We see everything. We see stage 4 cancers. We see major hormone imbalances. We see toxic levels of mercury in children with ADD, ADHD. So we're all over the board, but the testing is the testing. The numbers are your numbers. Everyone has their own treatment plan, and there's safe, all-natural options for everybody that we use or that we test. Okay, so we have to cut to a short break, but when we get back, I'll be talking to you more about cholesterol, other tests you can do that are superior to your regular cholesterol testing that you're getting done now. Don't tune away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Haley. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on an Ask the Experts Weekend. We are here every Saturday from 11 to noon, and we rotate through all the doctors to give you guys a different flair each weekend of what to know, what you need to be knowing, what to do to fix it. And we all give a little something to the show, I feel like. So hopefully you're enjoying everything that you're hearing. I'm interesting you. I always say, if I've taught you something today that you didn't know before tuning in, then I have done my job. And did you know that roughly 11% of American adults over 20 years and older have a high total cholesterol? But only half of these adults who could benefit with the use of medication are currently taking it. So we have some numbers here that we need to discuss. Less than 25% of young adults are aware of their cholesterol levels, and 90% of adults are metabolically unhealthy. So what that means is metabolically healthy means when you test your blood work, most everything looks good. You're not diabetic, no cholesterol, low inflammation levels, good thyroid health, good liver enzymes, hormone balanced, vitamin D optimal. Only 90% of adults are metabolically healthy. Or I'm sorry, 90% of adults are metabolically unhealthy. And 9 out of 10 of these adults have never even heard the term metabolic health. All it means is what do your labs look like and whether or not you're doing something to fix them. So 90% of adults are metabolically unhealthy. 9 out of 10 have never even heard the word. And just over half of the adults that would benefit from cholesterol-lowering medication are taking it. So what are we doing? Why and how is heart disease the number one disease in the country? Still, we've been working on this for years. Cardiovascular disease remains the leading cause of death, not just in the U.S., but globally. And cholesterol levels are a major risk factor for heart disease that we can be tracking. But only less than 25% of young adults know where they're at. Nobody's getting testing done. Nobody even knows the term metabolic health. And all that means is knowing what your labs are and where they're at. Now, I understand some people don't want to know. They don't want to do the work to fix it. Some people want to know and will just take a medication. Everybody's different, but at least be aware of where you're at and to know that there are lots of options out there. Now, don't tune away. When we come back, I'm going to talk about that extra blood test you need to be getting done with your cholesterol, because you need to be aware, right? Don't be in that 9 out of 10 adults who don't know their metabolic health. All right, so don't tune away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley. This is Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. My name is Dr. Natalie Yaley, and I am your host for this hour. Here again, round two. Last weekend was great. I hope you guys all tuned in. I shared a lot of case studies, talked about my favorite newer vitamin that I've been recommending for all my patients. So I'm going to go over that again with you today. But as a reminder, May is Women's Health Month. We are offering 10% all off breast thermography imaging services. And with breast thermography, you are given a breast risk assessment score, which is your risk of developing cancer. Now, if that risk score comes back high, what do you do to fix it? You test your labs. And I'll do it for you. There are two specific inflammation markers for the breast that we can run, along with five other inflammation markers that are in our big science-based nutrition panel that we do. So a lot of our patients are taking advantage of this. Please, if you've never visited the office or this is your first time tuning in, number one, welcome. Number two, visit our website, take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two. If you click on the nutrition tab, it will show you a sample report of what we do with our lab testing and hair testing. And then there's also the men's and women's health profile that you can look at to see what all is included. You cannot get those profiles anywhere else. I promise you, especially for the price. So if you came in as a new patient, I'm just putting this out there, and ran your men or women's health profile, the cost for everything is going to be around $1,400. Now, that's a sticker shocker, I know, but that's with everything included. That's with your consultation, lab testing, hair testing, urine testing, stool testing, report of findings, lab fees, and a follow-up hour-long visit to review your findings with me. An hour visit, and you get a big old book about 60 pages long, all about you. Don't be a part of the 90% of adults that have never heard of the term metabolic health. Don't be a part of the 90% of adults who are metabolically unhealthy. Be a part of the 7 to 12% of Americans that meet criteria for optimal metabolic health. Only 7 to 12%. So believe me, it's hard. There's a lot of work that goes into being healthy. But if you're given the right guidance and the proper tools, you can go down the correct pathway. And one of the other tools and or tests that you need to add to your cholesterol panel is an acronym APOB, B as in boy, apolipoprotein B, B as in boy. And what this marker is, it's basically will give you the total number of arterial clogging particles from your LDL and VLDL. Apolipoprotein B. There is one called lipoprotein A, which will tell you if it is genetic or an inherited factor for you. Lipoprotein A is a type of LDL, a type of LDL-like particles, far more inflammatory. It is genetic. It is inherited. So LPA, inherited, ApoB breaks down the particles of LDL and VLDL. And starting in 2026, this year, they're acknowledging that ApoB may be better reflection of cardiovascular risk than LDL testing alone. And why aren't clinicians doing this? Number one, cost. Number two, doctors may not even be aware of the test. Or number three, insurance doesn't cover them. Now, I will tell you, it can't be that expensive. I meant to look it up before today's show. We have a profile, all right? Now, think of if you were to write a biography about yourself. A profile specifically called a lipoprofile, NMR, lipid profile, is basically a biography about your cholesterol. It'll break down the number of LDL particles, HDL particles, whether or not they're fat particles or small particles. Small particles are bad. Those are the artery clogging particles. That profile runs, I know it's under $200. So to test your ApoB with your cholesterol, and remember, ApoB will give you the total number of artery clogging particles from LDL. It can't be that expensive by itself. And so as far as cost goes, I wouldn't worry about that as a physician. But if you call the office, we'll have the cost, I promise. It's not included in standard cholesterol panels. So ordering the test typically takes a next step. And I guarantee insurance has something to do with it. Your regular cholesterol panels do not directly count the number of harmful cholesterol particles that are circulating in the blood. And so this ApoB test, apolipoprotein B, could offer a more accurate and cost-effective alternative to guide treatment decisions and prevent more cardiovascular events than the current standards. And if cardiovascular diseases remain the leading cause of death globally, insurance companies need to cover this. Now, will that mean that more Americans are on statins? I don't know. I don't want to see that. There are lots of natural ways to bring down your bad cholesterols, just like the case study that I shared with you earlier. My 23-year-old male patient who has Down syndrome was able to reverse his diabetic status and lower his cholesterol in just under a year. And there's a lot of, quote, cholesterol, I don't want to say lowering, but supporting supplements that you can take. That first of all, a fish oil supplement. If you're not on an omega-3 supplement right now, you need to be on one, especially if you don't consume healthy fats in the diet from fish, nuts, olive oil, avocado. A good standard fish oil supplement is easy to find anywhere, really. You don't have to go anywhere special. Just be sure the capsule doesn't have soy. Vitamin E is really good for cholesterol. Vitamin C. Sometimes cholesterol may be high due to your toxic element status. And so testing your toxic elements is something good to do, because if your body's storing toxins such as aluminum, lead, mercury, your liver's going to be affected. And guess what? The liver is what makes your cholesterol. So if you're just testing a cholesterol panel, well, maybe you need to look at the liver. Is it the liver's fault? If the liver enzymes are high, why? Is it poor diet? Is it toxic elements? Is it your other medications, drugs, alcohol, dehydration, caffeine? There are so many things to rule out. That's why when we do our laboratory testing, we like to test everything at once. We do not like to test one thing all by itself, because as you can see, everything has a connection. And it's just like my new favorite mineral or herb that I'm putting my patients on, called stinging nettles. There it is. I released it again. If you can't remember stinging nettles, just remember the nettle. Stinging nettles is naturally just grown in the woods. It's a herb. Most people would call it a weed. But it's called stinging nettles because it will sting you if you brush upon it. And with this particular herb or plant, it has been tested as a whole versus examining isolated compounds on their own. It tests the root, it tests the stem, it tests the leaves. And just like when you get your car tested or you get a diagnostic test, You don't just test one thing. It looks over everything. When you test your soil, you're not just testing for one mineral in the soil. You test it all. So going back to standardized testing, cholesterol testing, there's more to it than just testing your standard cholesterol panel alone. So look into the ApoB. ApoB, that is your artery clogging particle that comes from LDL. A high number is not good. Now, if you have a genetically inherited high cholesterol, you can confirm that by testing lipoprotein A. All right, so there's your little biography. You got part one, lipoprotein A, part two, apoprotein B, and then there's a lot of other ones you can test too, but I was just going to go over those two today. I've often talked about another one called LPA2, which is another arterial clogging cholesterol that you can test. But see what I'm talking about? You can test anything and everything under with blood. Cost-wise, it's not that bad. It does add up, right? But there are many ways that you can improve your cholesterol versus just attacking cholesterol alone. If you want to try to improve it without the use of a statin, there are multiple things that you can take. It's important to get testing first, but I've been using a lot of berberine if you're not on a statin, because that's contraindicated, a lot of fish oil, garlic, vitamin E, resveratrol, and CoQ10. Those would be like my top six supplements for cholesterol. But like I said, you can't just be focused on cholesterol alone. You got to fix the body as a whole. We detox as a whole. We balance hormones as a whole. We fight cancer as a whole. And, you know, with America being so sick, right, only there's 90% of adults that are metabolically unhealthy. Only 7 to 12% of Americans meet criteria for optimal metabolic health. And 9 out of 10 have never even heard the word metabolic health. And that's all we do at Take Two Healthcare. You know, you can come in with a certain disease, but like Dr. Merkel says, does it matter the name of the disease if you have the symptoms? Can you live with the disease and not have any symptoms? I mean, the question is, where are you at metabolically? And if you don't know, it's very important to get tested. And medical doctors aren't testing this way. Insurance doesn't cover it because they consider investigational, which it is. It's preventative, right? Why would insurance cover a vitamin D test if you're not low in vitamin D? Why would they cover it? Well, you don't know if you're low in vitamin D unless you test for it, right? But they cover the cost of testing cholesterol because they want everyone on a statin. The fix for low vitamin D is a vitamin, and it's called D. But physicians or medical doctors really don't use a lot of vitamins and minerals and supplements. They tend to push for medications. However, you know, it's important to speak with your doctor about the route you want to go. If you want to take a more natural route, there are lots of different supplements, vitamins, and minerals that are safe, good alternative to medications. And it all starts with testing properly. All right, when you come back, I'll be going over more about the stinging nettles. We have it in our office, and it's under the name DHIS because we've used it in the past as an antihistamine, but it has over 20 different health benefits, ranging from aiding in pregnancy to preventing cancer to improve heart health, boost the immune system, lowers PSA in males, strengthens the bones, balances the hormones. It does everything. All right, don't tune away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living on an Ask the Experts Weekend. My name's Dr. Natalie Yaley, and I've been with Take Two Healthcare now for, this is my 14th year. Came right out of chiropractic school, and Dr. Merkel brought me to the clinic to start the thermography business, the thermography part of Take Two Healthcare. And I've been imaging patients now, probably for 13 years, because I got certified as a technician originally, and as of the end of 2019, right before COVID, actually, I became certified as an interpreter, which means I read the thermograms, kind of like how a radiologist reads your x-ray. So we are the only clinic in the Dayton area and one of the only clinics in the United States that offers thermography imaging, review of findings, and interpretation all under one roof. And during this month of May, we are offering 10% off thermography. So if you have not had one done, or you're out of date or need to update your thermogram, give us a call at 937-433-3241. Just to recap today's show, I've been talking a lot about proper testing, comprehensive testing, and including a newer marker called apolipoprotein. So you can just remember APO with the letter B. B as in boy. APO-B. And it's basically the artery clogging particle that comes from LDL. It'll give you more of a risk factor or more of an analysis of your cholesterol, your bad cholesterol. And I've also been going over the stinging nettles as a plant that you can take as a supplement. And the benefits of taking stinging nettles is just universal. It's good for everything. And it's also good for treating high cholesterol because it stabilizes lipid peroxidation, which is basically a process that causes severe membrane damage, structural changes, cell death, and it contributes to disease and aging. And it does this by just basically lowering oxidative stress. So what I'm getting at is you can also take stinging nettles to help lower your cholesterol and or protect against side effects of high cholesterol, which can be brain damaging, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, and stinging nettles can help with those too. So stinging nettles, like I said before, can help with anything from high cholesterol, Parkinson's, and other neurological disorders. It can help strengthen bones, reduce risk of prostate cancer, breast cancer, helps in detoxification. Again, we sell it in the clinic under DHIST, but the main ingredient is stinging nettles. Okay, we are done for the day. Like I always say, whether it takes you 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years, you can start today with Take 2 Healthcare. Please give us a call at 937-433-3241. I'd love to meet you, discuss lab testing, and how I can get you healthier. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll be back next week. This is Take 2 Healthcare, your guide to a better living on an Ask the Experts weekend. I'm Dr. Natalie Haley, and I'm signing out.